Spiritualism calls one person living in this world material, but another who has died today a sinner and supposedly will return to earth tomorrow, it terms a spirit. The fact is that neither the one nor the other is infinite spirit, for spirit is God, and man is his likeness. The belief that one man as spirit can control another man as matter upsets both the individuality and the science of man, for man is image. God controls man, and God is the only spirit. Any other control or attraction of so-called spirit is a mortal belief, which ought to be known by its fruit, the repetition of evil. If spirit or God communed with mortals or controlled them through electricity or any other form of matter, the divine order and the science of omnipotent, omnipresent spirit would be destroyed. The belief that material bodies return to dust, hereafter to rise up as spiritual bodies with material sensations and desires, is incorrect. Equally incorrect is the belief that spirit is confined in a finite material body, from which it is freed by death, and that when it is freed from the material body, spirit retains the sensations belonging to that body. It is a grave mistake to suppose that matter is any part of the reality of intelligent existence, or that spirit and matter, intelligence and non-intelligence, can commune together. This error science will destroy. The sensual cannot be made the mouthpiece of the spiritual, nor can the finite become the channel of the infinite. There is no communication between so-called material existence and spiritual life which is not subject to death. To be on communicable terms with spirit, persons must be free from organic bodies, and their return to a material condition, after having once left it, would be as impossible as would be the restoration to its original condition of the acorn, already absorbed into a sprout which has risen above the soil. The seed which has germinated has a new form and state of existence. When here or hereafter the belief of life in matter is extinct, the error which has held the belief dissolves with the belief and never returns to the old condition. No correspondence nor communion can exist between persons in such opposite dreams as the belief of having died and left a material body and the belief of still living in an organic material body. The caterpillar, transformed into a beautiful insect, is no longer a worm, nor does the insect return to fraternize with or control the worm. Such a backward transformation is impossible in science. Darkness and light, infancy and manhood, sickness and health are opposites, different beliefs which never blend. Who will say that infancy can utter the ideas of manhood, that darkness can represent light, that we are in Europe when we are in the opposite hemisphere? There is no bridge across the gulf which divides two such opposite conditions as the spiritual or incorporeal and the physical or corporeal. In Christian Science, there is never a retrograde step, never a return to positions outgrown. The so-called dead and living cannot commune together, for they are in separate states of existence or consciousness. This simple truth lays bare the mistaken assumption that man dies as matter but comes to life as spirit. The so-called dead, in order to reappear to those still in the existence cognized by the physical senses, would need to be tangible and material, to have a material investiture, or the material senses could take no cognizance of the so-called dead. Spiritualism would transfer men from the spiritual sense of existence back into its material sense. This gross materialism is scientifically impossible, since to infinite spirit there can be no matter. Jesus said of Lazarus, "Our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep." Jesus restored Lazarus by the understanding that Lazarus had never died, not by an admission that his body had died and then lived again. Had Jesus believed that Lazarus had lived or died in his body, the Master would have stood on the same plane of belief as those who buried the body, and he could not have resuscitated it. When you can waken yourself or others out of the belief that all must die, you can then exercise Jesus' spiritual power to reproduce the presence of those who have thought they died, but not otherwise. There is one possible moment when those living on the earth and those called dead can commune together, and that is the moment previous to the transition, the moment when the link between their opposite beliefs is being sundered. In the vestibule through which we pass from one dream to another dream, or when we awake from earth's sleep to the grand verities of life, the departing may hear the glad welcome of those who have gone before. The ones departing may whisper this vision, name the face that smiles on them and the hand which beckons them, as one at Niagara, with eyes open only to that wonder, forgets all else and breathes aloud his rapture.